June 21st, 1923. Difference between the soul who finds herself in the divine will, because the divine will envelops her and is everywhere by its own nature, and one who prays and acts in the divine will, having the knowledge of what she does within herself. I was doing my usual adoration to my crucified good, and I was saying to him, "I enter into your will, or rather, give me your hand and place me, you yourself, in the immensity of your will, that I may do nothing which is not the effect of your most holy volition." Now, while I was saying this, I thought to myself, how is this? The divine will is everywhere. I am already in it. And yet I say, I enter into your will. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, yet there is a great difference between one who prays and acts because my will envelops her, being everywhere by its own nature, and one who, of her own will, having the knowledge of what she does within herself, enters into the divine sphere of my will to operate and pray. Do you know what happens? It happens as when the sun fills the earth with its light, though the light and the heat are not the same at all points. At some points there is shade, at other points there is direct light, and the heat is more intense. Now, who enjoys more light? Who feels more heat? One who is in the shade, or one who is at those points where the light is not covered by shade? However, it cannot be said that where there is shade, there is no light, although where there is no shade, the light is more vivid, the heat is more intense. Even more, the rays of the sun seem to invest and absorb the creature. And if the sun had risen, and one creature exposed herself of her own will to its burning rays, and in the name of all said to it, 'Thank you, O sun, for your light and for the goods you produce by filling the earth. For all, I want to give you the requital of the good that you do.' What glory, honor, and satisfaction would the sun not receive? Now, it is true that my will is everywhere, but the shade of the human will does not allow one to feel the vividness of the light, the heat, and all the good it contains. On the other hand, by wanting to enter into my will, the soul lays down her own and removes the shade of her volition. And my will makes its vivid light shine. It invests her. It transforms her into light itself. And the soul, plunged into my eternal volition, says to me, 'Thank you, O Holy Supreme Volition, for your light and for all the goods you produce by filling heaven and earth with your eternal will. For all, I want to give you the requital of the good that you do.' And I feel such honor, glory, and satisfaction that no other equals it. My daughter, how many evils the shade of one's own will does. It cools down the soul. It produces sloth, sleep, sluggishness. The opposite for one who lives in my will. Then, after this, I found myself outside of myself. and I saw as if contagious diseases were to come, and many were carried to leper hospitals. A general fright was reigning, and many other maladies of new kinds. But I hope that Jesus may want to placate himself by the merits of his most precious blood.